Chapter 9, The Role of Diagnosis, Getting the Right Help, The First Step Toward Healing. For many veterans, the hardest part of living with PTSD or TBI isn't just the symptoms, it's knowing what's wrong. When your body feels off, your emotions are unstable, your memory slips, and your sleep is broken, it's natural to wonder if you're losing control. Some veterans try to push through, blaming themselves or thinking it's just stress. Others go from doctor to doctor, trying to get answers, but walking away more confused than before. This is why getting the right diagnosis matters so much. PTSD and TBI are real injuries, and like any injury, they need to be seen and understood before healing can begin. A diagnosis doesn't fix everything overnight, but it gives a name to the problem. It helps guide treatment. It helps others take you seriously. And perhaps most importantly, it shows you that what you're going through is not your fault. The road to understanding. Getting a diagnosis for PTSD or TBI isn't as simple as taking a blood test. These are invisible conditions. They don't show up on the skin. You can't see them in a mirror. They require a deeper look into the brain, the behavior, and the past experiences of the person seeking help. The road to diagnosis can feel long and frustrating, especially when the symptoms overlap. Many veterans have both PTSD and TBI. That makes things even harder to sort out. But a clear and accurate diagnosis is the beginning of effective care. Without it, treatment may miss the mark, and the veteran may feel more lost than ever. Diagnosing PTSD. Listening for the patterns. The process of diagnosing PTSD starts with conversation. A mental health professional, usually a psychologist, psychiatrist, or licensed counselor, will begin by asking questions. These questions aren't meant to push or judge. They are carefully designed to understand how trauma has affected the veteran's life. The clinician will ask about the traumatic event or events that may have triggered the symptoms. This could include combat experience, witnessing death or injury, experiencing an IED blast, or dealing with moral or emotional trauma during service. Veterans are not always ready to share the full story, and that's okay. The process respects the pace of the person being evaluated. In addition to talking about the trauma itself, the clinician will ask about symptoms. These usually fall into a few main categories. Re-experiencing symptoms like flashbacks and nightmares, avoidance behaviors, such as staying away from people or places, negative thoughts or feelings, including guilt, shame, or hopelessness, arousal symptoms, like being easily startled, angry outbursts, or sleep problems. To meet the criteria for PTSD, the symptoms need to last for more than a month and significantly impact daily life. The clinician will often use diagnostic tools like the Clinician-Administered PTSD Scale, CAPS, or the PTSD Checklist for DSM-5, PCL-5, to measure the severity and impact of these symptoms. Psychological evaluations and mental health screenings. In some cases, veterans will go through a full psychological evaluation. This involves a more detailed look at memory, mood, personality, and functioning. These tests can help rule out other mental health conditions like depression, anxiety disorders, or bipolar disorder. They also help separate PTSD from symptoms that might be caused by TBI or other medical issues. A good psychological evaluation doesn't just give a yes or no answer. It builds a picture of what the veteran is going through. It helps connect the dots between the past and the present. It shows how trauma is affecting thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. VA assessments for PTSD. If a veteran is seeking care through the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, they will likely go through a compensation and pension, CNP, exam. This is a formal assessment to determine whether the veteran meets the criteria for a PTSD diagnosis and whether it is connected to their military service. The CNP exam is important not only for medical care, but also for disability benefits. During the exam, a VA-appointed clinician will ask about symptoms, experiences during service, and how PTSD is affecting work, relationships, and daily life. It's essential to be honest during this exam. Downplaying symptoms might make it harder to get the help or compensation needed. Veterans should also bring any documentation they have, including combat records, medical notes, or statements from family members who have seen the changes firsthand. These records help the examiner understand the full picture. Diagnosing TBI, looking at the brain. Unlike PTSD, which is diagnosed mainly through conversation and observation, TBI sometimes requires medical imaging to identify physical changes in the brain. That said, many mild TBIs do not show up on standard scans, like CTs or MRIs. This doesn't mean the injury isn't there. It just means the damage is too subtle to see with the current imaging technology. Diagnosis for TBI usually begins with a detailed neurological evaluation. This includes questions about how the injury occurred. Was there a blast, a fall, or a blow to the head? Did the veteran lose consciousness? Did they feel dazed or confused afterward? Were there changes in speech, balance, vision, or memory? The doctor may then order brain imaging studies like CT, computed tomography scans, which show bleeding or swelling, MRI, magnetic resonance imaging scans, which show more detailed images of brain tissue, DTI, diffusion tensor imaging, a specialized MRI used in some cases to detect changes in white matter. Mild TBIs often don't appear on scans, but moderate to severe ones usually do. In these cases, imaging can confirm the presence of bruising, bleeding, or tissue damage in specific areas of the brain. Neuropsychological testing for TBI. For cases where imaging doesn't show a clear result, neuropsychological testing becomes key. This is a set of standardized tests that measure how well a person thinks, remembers, solves problems, and reacts emotionally. A trained neuropsychologist may spend several hours with the veteran, testing areas like short-term and long-term memory, attention and concentration, language and communication, visual spatial skills, emotional control, and response. The results of these tests help pinpoint which areas of the brain might be affected. For example, if the veteran struggles to plan tasks or control impulses, that may indicate damage to the frontal lobe. If they have trouble recalling words or speaking clearly, the injury might be in the language center. VA assessments for TBI. Like PTSD, the VA has a process for evaluating TBI through CNP exams. These exams focus on the severity of the injury, its long-term effects, and whether it is service-connected. Veterans will be asked about the event that caused the TBI, the symptoms that followed, and how those symptoms impact daily living. In some cases, veterans may be seen by both neurologists and mental health providers during the assessment. This helps ensure that symptoms related to both TBI and PTSD are identified correctly. Veterans should prepare to explain how their thinking, speech, memory, or behavior has changed since the injury. The importance of accurate records. Whether seeking diagnosis through the VA or a private provider, documentation matters. Service records that show exposure to combat, IED blasts, or injuries support the claim. Medical records from during or after service help show a timeline of symptoms. Statements from spouses, friends, or fellow service members can also be powerful. They can confirm changes in personality, behavior, or daily functioning that the veteran may not fully recognize in themselves. Keeping a symptom journal can also be helpful. Writing down when symptoms happen, how long they last, and what triggered them can provide doctors with insight into what's really going on. Misdiagnosis and delays. Unfortunately, misdiagnosis is common. PTSD is sometimes mistaken for depression or anxiety. TBI symptoms may be chalked up to stress, aging, or mental health issues. And because many veterans carry both conditions, one can be overlooked. That's why it's so important to speak up, follow through with assessments, and advocate for complete care. Veterans should never be afraid to seek a second opinion if something doesn't feel right. They deserve answers. They deserve to be heard. They deserve to understand what's happening to them, not just for their own peace of mind, but so that they can get the right help to move forward. Moving toward healing. Getting a diagnosis is not the end. It's the beginning of healing. Once PTSD or TBI has been identified, there are many options for treatment. Therapy, medication, rehabilitation, and support programs can all make a real difference. But it all starts with knowing what you're facing. When veterans are properly diagnosed, they gain something powerful: direction. With direction comes hope, and with hope comes action. The next chapter explores those treatment paths and what works for many veterans on the road to recovery. Let's take that next step together.